Subject, me, him, his best friend and baby. Dear Stephen Shirley, my ex-boyfriend and I have been broken up for almost a year, and since we broke up, we've been seeing each other off and on a sexual level. We broke up because of things that he did that were unforgivable. However, I still had needs and I was comfortable with him and was not ready to have sex with anyone new. Yes, I know that's wrong, but I did it. As months went by, his best friend began to reach out to me on Facebook. I took it as him being friendly or my ex just trying to be nosy and was using him as bait. As the weeks went on, he asked if we could go out and have a drink. I took him up on the offer because I was just curious as to what he wanted with me. Was he really just trying to be a friend or was he just setting me up for my ex? Well, that night we got really drunk. He began telling all the things that my ex had done to me and how I was a good woman. I must admit, I was very emotionally vulnerable and I fell right into it. One thing led to another and we ended up having sex. I really felt bad because it was his best friend. He continually wanted to see me. I saw my ex one week and we had sex. I started distancing myself from my ex because of what I did. And 7 weeks later, I found out that I was pregnant. I told both of them I was pregnant and only told the best friend it may be my ex's baby. He was upset and stopped talking to me. Initially, when I told my ex, he did not want anything to do with the baby or me anymore. I accepted that, but now he has come back around trying to make things right. Should I tell him there's a possibility the baby may be his best friend? It's going to be me, him, his best friend, and the baby. I'm so lost. This is becoming a very familiar story. I mean, getting drunk, sleeping with someone you have no business being with, like your ex's best friend and all of that, no condoms, no protection, and now you're pregnant and you don't know who the daddy is. I think you should come clean, but, you know, wait till after you have the baby and have a DNA test, all right? This is a mess. Once again, this is another mess you're in and you ask us too late.
Dear Stephen Shirley, my ex-boyfriend and I have been broken up for almost a year, and since we broke up, we've been seeing each other off and on a sexual level. That's because your relationship was off and on anyway. Y'all ain't broke up and just seeing each other on a sexual level. The whole time y'all was together, y'all was just seeing each other on a sexual level. Why you think it was so easy for you to continue it? Because that's all it's been anyway. Y'all just decided to break the news to each other. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We broke up because the things that he did were unforgivable. Okay, he cheated. So now you seeing him every now and then, he's still cheating. See, what you think happened? You think the reason y'all broke up then stopped because y'all broke up now? And y'all seeing each other occasionally for sexual favors? You think he done stopped, lady? Really? However, I still had needs and was comfortable with him and was not ready to have sex with anyone new. Yes, I know that's wrong. Okay, what's the letter for there? But I did it. Okay, so you did what you want to do. As months went by, his best friend began to reach out to me on Facebook. I took it as him being friendly or my ex just trying to be nosy and was using him as bait. As the weeks went on, he asked me if we can go out and have a drink. I took him up on the offer because I was just curious as to what he wanted with me. You know good and hell well what he want. Really? You know what kills me, ladies? See, don't play dumb.
Say it, Steve.
See, don't do that. Don't play dumb in your letter to us like we ain't got good sense. You know, I know, Shirley know, all the listeners know why he asked you out for a drink. And guess what? Right. We also know why you went. Because somewhere in here is I'll show him.
Revenge.
See, you lady, come on now. Ain't nobody stupid here. Was he really trying to be a friend or was he just setting me up for my ex? You got to go out to have drinks to find that out? You couldn't have talked that through on the phone? What's to see me face to face about? You know good and hell well what it's about. Boy want to see girl so boy and girl can do something when they see each other. That's been, you been watching the Bible on History Channel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They doing it back then. So now what you think new? You really? All right. Well, that night we got really drunk. Why are you drinking? He began telling me all the things that my ex had done to me and how I was a good woman. I must admit I was very emotionally vulnerable and I fell right into it. Then here's the cliche line. One thing led to another and we ended up having sex. Lady, you went out to the bar with the man. The drinking just made what y'all wanted to do a little easier to get done. You've been talking with this man on Facebook thinking about doing him for a long time. Now y'all done did it. I felt really bad because it was his best friend. Okay, let's stop using that term.
What, best friend?
No, because that ain't how your boy really do you. As soon as he knew you broke up with him, he called you on his own. His boy ain't got no idea he talking to you. So stop calling him the man's best friend because it ain't. He eventually wanted to see me. Okay, excuse me, because it was his best friend. I felt really bad because it was his best friend. He continually wanted to see me, which is what you did. And I saw my ex one week and we had sex. Okay, what is wrong with you? Then I started distancing myself from my ex because of what I did. 7 weeks later, I found out I was pregnant. I told both of them I was pregnant and only told the best friend that it may be my ex's baby. He was upset and stopped talking to me. Really? You think because he wanted it to be his baby? No. Because you was going back over there with your man. Let me tell you what. Two things happened. It gave him the opportunity to separate himself from a potential problem. That's why he ain't called you no more. Because you done told him he pregnant. So now he went, oh, let me get out of this situation. But you stupid. You think he mad because he want the baby to be his. No. He mad at you. He created the anger to create the separation so he can get away from a potentially bad situation because he's scared, because he don't want no baby, and he really don't want his boy to know he been doing his ex. That's what this is all about. He did not want anything. When I told my ex, he told me he didn't want anything to do with the baby or me anymore. I accepted that, but now he has come back around trying to make things right. Should I tell him there's a possibility that the baby may be his best friend? It's going to be me, him, his best friend, and the baby. I'm so lost. Hell yeah, you lost if you think it's going to be you, him, his best friend, and the damn baby. You doggone right you lost about that. Because I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be some missing parts in that last statement right there. Him, the baby, and the ex. Nah. Let me tell you something. Both them dudes going to get out of there, and it's going to be you and a baby. And now you're going to have some paternity tests. That's what's about to happen.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.